Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Don Carruthers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bonds scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spear moves to third. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields the ball and throws to second. Kessinger drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kessinger. Spear scores. Rader moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maddox reaches second base with a double. There goes Rader trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Kessinger who relays the ball to Hundley who tags Rader who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Hickman scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Monday moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Don McMahon now pitching. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuentes throws to second for one, and Spear throws to first, and McCovey drops the ball. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spear scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Santo reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Bert Hooten. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards the mound. McMahon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Rick Rochelle now pitching. Bernie Williams pinch hits for Don McMahon. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Beckert scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 9-6, Cubs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Monday moves to second. It's 10-6, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. There goes Santo trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-6, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Hundley scores. It's 12-6, Cubs. Frank Rehberger now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rehberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman scores. One out. It's 12-7, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Goodson now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-7, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hundley strikes out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Damaso Blanco now playing shortstop. Chris Arnold now playing second base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-7, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Jose Cardenal. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Art Shamsky now playing first base. Gene Heiser now playing right field. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Bill North now playing left field. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to second. Two outs. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox scores. It's 15-8, Cubs. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Rehberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Giants 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rochelle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-5 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rehberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damaso Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich misplays the ball. That's an error on Popovich. Kingman moves to second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.